Welcome to another ASAP Athletic Strength and Power Podcast, the most reliable and sensible strength training and conditioning information for coaches and athletes. Today's Athletic Strength and Power Podcast is brought to you by the Ram Sled Company, makers of the finest training and conditioning sleds for athletes. Visit theramsled.com. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power, and I'm at the Joseph Lindner Center here at the University of Cincinnati. I'm with Rob Williams. He's the head athletic trainer here. We're in the Bearcat Gym at room 1888 at the Lindner. Rob, welcome to our program.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Tell us a little bit about your path to getting down here to Cincinnati with the Bearcats.
Well, I'm a West Side guy. I went to Oak Hills and began my athletic training career there. And then I went to The Ohio State University, where I met you. Worked under Coach Hayes and Coach Eldon Miller and Coach Bruce, and came back here to graduate school, and then matriculated for the last 30 years in college athletics.
It's not an easy job being the athletic trainer for a big-time Division I program like you're with, and there's a lot that is entailed. It's not just putting some tape on an ankle. There's all kinds of stuff going, especially with this recovery system that you're involved in.
That's true, Ed, and this is a very elite basketball program. Mick's done Coach Cronin has done a fantastic job after Coach Huggins and just the tradition that's here at UC. But we pride ourselves here on taking care of our student-athletes in a tremendous way.
And Coach Cronin, of course, you're keeping an eye on Coach also, aren't you?
We try to keep him under wraps right now and keep him fairly calm and let this whole situation heal and go away. And I truly believe he's been blessed, and he's going to come back from this in the spring and be just a tremendous asset again to this program. He's here every day. His presence is known by the players and our staff.
You want to educate these players on before practice, practice, and after practice. There's a whole lot involved.
Where you and I, our resume constitutes a lot of our brain energy. A lot of these athletes, their resume is their ability to utilize their bodies the way they want to and perform at a high level. So the before and after of every practice and every game, we're in a recovery mode, or we're working on the next day, or we're working on preparing the body for the practice that's upcoming. So the whole mindset is the attitude, the behavior, and the caring of the athlete, and you have to get the athlete educated and a lot of communication, and from everything from nutrition to sleep to actually taking care of that resume, which is their body.
When you go on the road, does that present any problem?
Well, we take the whole training room mentality on the road. We actually are able to control what goes on more on the road because the athletes are in our hotels instead of in their apartments. So there's a lot less flexibility of schedules. They're very punctual and in a ritual that they know what goes on every minute that when we are on the road. So recovery tends that we utilize the jacuzzi, the swimming pool, their bathtub for a cold soak after or before practice, and then we utilize, we have a great strength coach here, Mike Rehfeld, him and I working together from everything to their nutrition, to their sleep, to post-recovery stretch, foam roller, massage, and naturally cold soaks.
Rob, can you tell us a little bit about the recovery system that you're implementing here? You know, you've got boots, pumps.
Well, we utilize both of the recovery systems that are out there right now, the recovery boots and also the Normatec MVP boots. Utilize that from 20 to 30 minutes after practice, 10 to 15 minutes, 20 minutes before practice, foam roller to get the muscles warmed up and release some of the toxins that the body has built up from their practices.
So with the boot or the pump, what happens with the player? He comes in, what goes on with that?
It's just a simple application of a modality, and it's a peristaltic or a intermittent compression that sequentially moves up their leg to flush the body of the toxins and the enzymes that they encompass during their workout.
And what about this cold immersion tank that you guys got with that 55 degrees?
About 55 to 60 degrees. Studies out there anywhere from 1 minute to 5 minutes, just to bring the body down from 100 degrees where they were at practice down to a more comfortable area where their bodies can start to recover, rest, regenerate, remodel, and basically get ready for the next day.
And that cold immersion tank, is that that's total body up to your neck type of?
No, we just, for the basketball player, we just bring it up to the legs, to the groin area. But sometimes the kids like to get all the way down into their neck. But we tend just to look at the long muscles of the legs and just kind of regenerate and cool that area down after running for 2 hours.
Rob, what do you guys do with the hydration here?
We really push specific gravity. I do a lot of urinalysis, which I think is a missed point. I want to make sure my kids are hydrated, not just on a thirst or a urine color. I want to make sure that I can technically give them a number through a urinalysis, a specific gravity of their particulates of water that is in their urine, so I can basically tell a kid, like a similar bench press, how exactly they are hydrated.
And Rob, what's you know, I notice a lot of foam rollers, and you're doing a lot with the foam rollers. What's the whole principle on the foam roller, and how does that work for recovery of the body?
It's kind of twofold. You can warm up the area just with a friction through the use of your body's weight and increase the friction area that you're rolling on or massaging with the foam roller to increase circulation, but also afterwards to move some of those catalytic enzymes and lactic acid into an area so it's not pooling as much. So you can actually do a warm-up, or you can do an unload either with a foam roller or a stick or a massage.
Well, Rob, once again, I really appreciate you taking out a few minutes here at the Joseph Lindner Center, and keep an eye on Coach Cronin, and we look forward to getting back.
Well, Ed, it's been my pleasure to see you again and say hello to my good friend Ted Lambrinidis, and make sure that you're always welcome back. Tickets on us. You know, it's all about the great things you're doing, about getting this education out to so many people, about the proactiveness of taking care of these athletes' bodies.
Go Cats, and have a great year.
Thanks, Ed. Thanks for being here.